You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another on-location edition of The Mark White Show as I come to you from Sheffield, Alabama, with Heather Begley, Shoals Casa. We've had Shoals Casa on the show multiple times, and I love to bring awareness to this effort as they're court advocates for these children, these young people who need that advocacy. We're going to talk about a special event coming up on May the 13th. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Heather Begley.
Thank you, Mark.
Always glad to have you, Heather, and we have an event that's a big fundraiser for Casa coming up in May.
It is. We are going to have a golf tournament. It's called our Ace for Casa. This year's event will take place in Muscle Shoals at the Cypress Golf and Tennis Club.
Excellent. Now, as far as sponsors go,
How's it looking for May the 13th?
So we are looking for sponsors to sponsor the hole. There are 18 holes, so there's 36 opportunities to be sponsored. And so we're looking for individual businesses to sponsor either the entire hole or just different locations throughout the course. And this money will directly go towards helping us support our volunteers as well as the children within this community.
So the sponsorship maybe for one of the holes is around $100. Where do you have it this year?
So the $100 is per player. Okay. So, and it's four-person teams. And the entry fee includes the green, the golf cart, and the balls for the event. So we're looking at roughly around 20 teams is what we need. The sponsorships, you know, what they get from their sponsorship is their name on the event sign. And then if they choose to sponsor, let's say, hole 13, mm-hmm. then we will have a sign created with their logo and their company name showing their sponsorship of that location.
Excellent. When we talk about being an advocate for these children, these young people, for listeners who don't know about CASA and the work that you do, just explain a little bit to people about what this means to those young people, those children that have advocates through CASA.
Sure. So CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. So what we do is we work a lot with foster kids, but they don't have to be directly foster kids. It's any child who's been deemed adjudicated by the local juvenile court system. That means they've been deemed abused or neglected in some form or fashion. So having a CASA appointed to a case gives the judge extra eyes on the case so that he receives informed information so that he can make a better decision based on the situation. But it also, most importantly, it provides a child primarily within foster care with a healthy adult who's constant in their life, someone who will meet with them every month, someone who will check and make sure they have all their needs met, make sure they're in a safe foster home, make sure their educational needs are met, their medical needs are met. And it's just an individual from the community who cares and wants to make a positive impact and a difference in a child's life.
And your background is a social worker.
Yes, I'm a social worker.
How long did you spend doing that?
So I have actually been a social worker for over a decade this year. I received my undergrad from UNA and then my master's degree from Alabama.
In May, I will be traveling to Talladega area for the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association Conference. I'm really excited about covering that. Some of the grandparents who are taking care of grandkids, foster parents taking care of foster kids, a lot of different representation there with the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. And I'm looking forward to being a part of that. And that's something that you would be connected with as you experience grandparents taking care of grandkids and foster parents taking care of foster kids, right?
Right. That is something that one of the things we do talk a lot about is foster parenting. Some people ask us if we directly recruit for foster parents, and we don't. We recruit for volunteers for CASA. However, when I do go out and speak at various locations and with different entities and individuals, I discuss our need for foster parents, because if we have more foster parents in the Shoals area, those are more Shoals area kids who can stay within the Shoals. When a child enters foster care, not only do they lose their home, but they may have to leave a pet behind. They leave everything they have that doesn't fit in a bag or suitcase. They have to leave behind. And sometimes that also means leaving their school behind. So it's not just uprooting that child from the home environment, but it's also removing them from the school teacher they may be comfortable with, the principal, the local lunchroom lady or janitor, just whoever, you know, that they are used to seeing every day. So, I mean, yeah, this area desperately needs, in Lauderdale and Colbert County, more foster parents, but we also desperately need more CASAs. A lot of times I speak before foster parent associations and I discuss, you know, those people who no longer want to foster. Maybe they've adopted and they want to find another way to help without fostering within their home, and CASA is a great avenue for that. That's a great way to still be involved with foster kids, to still help foster kids, still be a part of the situation and the social need without maybe bringing it into your home.
After laying out a little bit about CASA and what you do here at Shoals CASA, let's go back to the financial needs. And we talked about the golf tournament, the Ace for Casa event.
Yes.
And then we know we have Rogersville Gives Back in the fall.
Yes.
What is the importance of the financial stability for Shoals Casa, and what are you able to do when you're financially in the black?
I will say this. A lot of times people assume, oh, it's a nonprofit. They get money from everywhere. They can apply for a grant. Grants are few and far between, and every nonprofit in the area seems to be going after the same grants. One of the issues I've noticed is that when we do try to go after funding, people don't want to fund the overhead that it takes to run an organization. They want to fund a program within your program. And we're perfectly fine with that. That's one of the reasons we have our fundraisers but you have to be able to have funding and sponsorships from your community in order to impact your community. And what that looks like is last year alone within Lauderdale and Colbert County, there were 508 dependency cases between the two counties. Shoals Casa served 78. That's 78 kids that we can say had a trained, caring, and very involved advocate. But that's also only 78 kids who got that. So not only do we need funding to help support our mission, but we need people. We need volunteers. Our biggest outreach that we're trying to do this year is our Each One Reach One. And that's where we're challenging our board members. We're challenging our current volunteers. We're challenging every community member to say, hey, you at least know one person within your realm of influence that would be great at being a CASA volunteer. We just have too many children in this area who need someone to care, someone who's going to advocate for their needs, someone who's going to only put their interest and what's in their best interest first. And we can't do that without the community. But that also takes money. That also takes us being able to have the staff here to support the volunteers, to be able to have the financial resources to advertise, to reach out, to go and make the connections that we need to make. So sponsorships do play a huge part in that, in keeping us where we need to be so that we can take care of the children in our area.
I'm planning on coming back to the Shoals on Friday. When I come back here, Heather, what am I going to experience with Shoals Casa?
So on Friday, we have a special event, 9 a.m., at the Colbert County Courthouse on the second floor. We are inviting all of our current volunteers for our mock court trial. So that is an opportunity for our current volunteers, as well as our new advocates that are completing the training this last go around, to be able to get courtroom experience, to understand how the court works and what that means as a CASA volunteer. And so we will actually have a swearing-in ceremony where the new elected Judge Chad Smith from Colbert County will actually do the ceremony for us. And then Daryl Moon, who is also a board member and local attorney, will be helping us with educating our CASAs on what CASA can do within the courtroom and what that looks like, so that our CASAs are aware of what their roles are within court.
I'm looking forward to that experience. And again, Heather, share about how people can be a part of Ace for CASA, this golf tournament taking place on May the 13th.
So just reach out to Shoals CASA on our Facebook page. They can send us a message. They can call us here at our office at 256-765-0041, extension 1. That is my direct line. Like I said, we need at least 20 teams. Those are 4-man teams to sign up in order to get this golf tournament off the ground. We welcome any and all sponsorships. We have several really good local sponsors that we will be listing later and identifying them later on Facebook, who will be our sponsors, our top sponsors, partnering with us on this event. But this is just another great way for the community to come together and help support local abused and neglected children.
And again, for people who are interested in finding out more when it comes to being a volunteer for Shoals CASA, how do you want them to connect with you there?
They can call us at our office, or they can reach out through Facebook and email.
Excellent. Heather Begley, always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show. I'm looking forward to coming back on Friday and experiencing this mock trial and seeing some of these volunteers.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to focus on Huntsville NICU as Alicia Kelly shares about the second annual Tiny Toes Car Show and Vendor Fair. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little lad, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we share about the second annual Tiny Toes Car Show and Vendor Fair. I have with me Alicia Kelly to talk about where little things matter. That's the theme of this year's second annual Tiny Toes Car Show and Vendor Fair. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Alicia.
Thanks for having me.
Second year, congratulations.
Thank you.
What type of work does it take to have a second annual of an event like this?
A lot of hard work and dedication and very little nerves and patience.
Where does your passion for supporting the Huntsville NICU come from?
My sister was a NICU baby. She weighed 2 pounds and 2 ounces when she was born, and without them, she wouldn't be here today.
And a lot of people utilize the services of the NICU. They don't necessarily start an effort like this. What caused you to take that big step to say, not only did we benefit, and I could say thank you, but I want to contribute to their effort, too.
I met a family who needed just a little bit of extra help, and they asked where do they need to go. They didn't know what to do.
the NICU helped them with blankets for their baby. They helped them with diapers and stuff like that for their baby, and it just inspired me to do more.
How did your sister do at 2 pounds, 2 ounces? How's she doing now?
She's great. She just got engaged Christmas Eve, so we're excited about that. Now she's healthy, and we couldn't be more blessed to have her.
It's been a long time ago then.
It has. It's been 22 years, 23 years.
What was so special about the Huntsville NICU during that time that you recall?
They let me in to see her. And my first photo with her, I literally held her in my hand, and I was 8, didn't know what to do, but I knew that I was supposed to leave the hospital with my sister, and I didn't get to. So they were able to help me and my family bring her home.
So you were 8 years old at the time. You're how old now?
31.
31. Okay. My brother turned 42 today.
Today's my brother's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wished my brother happy birthday. Woke him up early this morning just to let him know I was thinking about him.
I ain't calling mine this early.
But you were 8 years old. You're 31 now. So this has stayed with you a very long time to be the second annual, the second event that you're doing to support the Huntsville NICU.
It has. And there's no way I can give them back everything that they gave me, but I'm going to try.
And you have your mom with you today.
I do.
She's the one who went through this experience.
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Roxanne Reynolds.
Roxanne, will you jump over here and talk to me just a minute? So, Roxanne, the experience at Huntsville NICU, of course, you were the mom, and so you were getting the firsthand experience of the treatment from nurses and doctors there at the Huntsville NICU. What was your experience?
Turn that. You know, the nurses were really great. The doctors were good. They came in and, you know, they told us exactly what was going on. And I'll never forget, we had this nurse. Her name was Dorothy. And when each of her babies go home, she handmade some dress, and I still have the dress that she made Haley.
And how does it make you feel to have Alicia then say, this affected me so much so at 8 years old that I want to now help the NICU, and you know that it's benefiting because of your own experience with your daughter?
Well, it makes me very proud that she would get out and do this. There's a lot of kids that wouldn't even phase, you know, because they would just like, oh, a baby, yeah, you know. But she went out above her way, and you know, her and Haley have this bond, and, you know, I'm just thankful for that.
I'm just proud of the understanding of an 8-year-old to understand the magnitude of what your sister went through. That's pretty remarkable at 8 years old.
Leaving a hospital with an empty car seat beside you really affects you when you know that your sister's supposed to come home with you. She was born on Easter Sunday. We hunted Easter eggs in the room, and by the time we made it from Huntsville to East Limestone to my grandparents' house, I had a baby sister.
Wow.
So, she definitely come out fighting, and she's still fighting to this day.
Now, the first year that you had the Tiny Toes Car Show and Vendor Fair, how did it fare?
It did really good.
No pun intended.
It did really good. We had some anonymous sponsors that donated, and then we were able to raise a good bit of money, and they were extremely thankful for that. They told us that it didn't matter if we donated $3 or if we donated $3,000, every little bit helped. And we were able to get some blankets, and Walmart Cares donated some diapers after our event. So
how does that make you feel, Alicia, to know that people will jump on board? All you had to do was say, I want to do this, take the step, and then you start seeing other people who want to participate with you.
Emotional.
How does that make you feel?
Emotional. It pulls at your heartstrings knowing that somebody cares just as much as you do.
But it takes somebody to get the ball rolling,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it takes somebody to just say, hey, let's do this. Let's make a difference.
I think that's a good encouragement to people today listening, is to take that first step, because they don't know what can happen once they decide. If they have something that maybe they appreciate an individual, or they appreciate an organization, or they were in the hospital and they just want to say thank you, just do it. Just do something and then see what happens, right?
There are so many ways that you can show your appreciation. If you don't want the spotlight or, you know, the recognition for it, you can donate anonymously through the Foundation of Huntsville Hospital.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. The Huntsville Hospital Foundation, mm-hmm. to support anonymously if you don't want to be recognized. But you can also ask the Huntsville Hospital Foundation if there's something you can do.
Okay.
And maybe there's some way of being able to help if you don't have the finances.
They have a program called the Pink Elephant. maybe it's the white elephant, but they donate mammograms to uninsured women every year. That's another great way to help. And several things have touched our family, but the NICU and the cancer program have really done that. My grandmother's a breast cancer survivor. So if we wasn't going to do it to raise money for 10 tiny toes, we'd do it to to raise money for women who can't afford a mammogram.
You'd still be doing something.
I'd still be doing something to make a difference.
Where do you live, Alicia?
East Limestone.
East Limestone. So were you living in East Limestone when your sister was born?
No, I was living in Tanner.
Tanner. Okay. And you'd take 565 to get to the hospital that way?
Yeah, we could do that. It wasn't that bad.
So let's talk about maybe sponsorships. If someone's interested in supporting this financially, how can they be a sponsor of the second annual Tiny Toes Car Show and Vendor Fair?
There are several different ways that you can sponsor. We're looking for award sponsors. We're looking for event sponsors. We're looking for people to buy shirts. We have a buy one, get one donut card from Krispy Kreme. We're pre-selling donuts. We have shirts. We have hats. You can make an anonymous donation to the foundation for the Tiny Toes fundraiser. There are several different ways.
How can people get in touch with you to be a sponsor?
And they can contact me at 256-614-1065.
And the second annual Tiny Toes Car Show and Vendor Fair is going to take place where?
At Church of the Living God in Elkmont, Alabama, on Sandlin Road.
So how did that happen? You went and asked them if you could...
I've known Doug Caldwell for a long time. He's a great man. He's an amazing preacher, and he goes out of his way to help us in any way he can. And when I told him I wanted to do something, he said, hey, you can have it here. We'll raise some money together.
I think people love car shows, too.
They do, and he has several old cars, so...
So he may have some cars out there as well.
He sure will. Him and his family.
If someone wants to enter a car, what's the cost of that?
The car show entry is $20, and all of that money goes to the NICU. And then if you'd like to be a vendor at the event, that is $50, and that also includes a T-shirt.
Excellent. And all money goes to the NICU at Huntsville Hospital.
Yes, sir.
That is incredible.
Yes, sir. We have a police officer from Elton, Tennessee, who is making custom patchwork leather hats for us. So those are going to have our logo on them, and we look forward to working with him. Kristen Glover from Ardmore is doing our shirts, so we're excited to have her on board this year and hope this is a big event.
Who's the officer from Elton?
Josh Davis.
Josh Davis. All right. We appreciate Josh Davis. I'm a former police officer myself.
From Florence, correct?
I started in Florence at UNA and then worked my way through just about every department, it seems like, on this side of the Tennessee River in North Alabama. But, yes, quite a few years. And tell us about some music, maybe, part of this.
We have a concert. Trey Morgan has agreed to do a concert for us on June the 2nd, which is the day before our event. We're still working out the details on that, but as soon as I get those, I will let you know, and you can put them wherever they need to go for us.
Excellent. So June 2nd concert. June 3rd is the second annual Tiny Toes Car Show and Vendor Fair at the Church of the Living God at 22870 Sandlin Road, Elkmont, Alabama, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, car show entries will be taken until noon that day, June the 3rd. Entry car fee is $20 per car. If you want to be a vendor, $50, includes T-shirt, the day of the event. All money goes to NICU at Huntsville Hospital. Awards for car show will be given in 6 different categories for those who are the car buffs that want to know that. And for more information, they can contact Alicia Kelly at 256-614-1065. Alicia, thank you for your concern and care for the families who are going through what they're experiencing in the NICU and Huntsville Hospital. It means a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Thank you for helping me out.
And Roxanne, thank you for jumping into the conversation and sharing your experience as well.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll go ahead and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Right now, folks, I have with me Heather Glass as we talk about this year's Sacred Selections North Alabama Benefit Dinner.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's going to be April 14th at the Huntsville Botanical Gardens. You can find tickets either through the Facebook page or you can go to sacredselections.org, go to support, then go to events and find the North Alabama Dinner and Auction. We're really excited. We're going to have a silent auction and a live auction. We'd love to see you there.
I hope you will decide to support as Sacred Selections North Alabama presents Growing the Family Tree, April 14th at 6 p.m. at the Huntsville Botanical Gardens.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.